A Flute with Henry Morgan. Kitty jealously accuses Jeffrey Hunter of paying too much attention to Dolores. And even though he protests that she is wrong, she warns him that she would rather learn to hate him than lose him. Dietz tells Dolores that he has regained his berth aboard the Flying Gull and believes that the Aztec necklet is hidden somewhere in Morgan's cabin. Dolores maneuvers to have Jeffrey Hunter and Captain Morgan accompany Sir Thomas Mudford to his plantation and to stay the night so that she and Dietz can search Morgan's cabin. Consequently, the following night, she meets Dietz aboard the Flying Gull. Dietz leaves her for a moment, and while away, she continues to search the cabin. Suddenly, she is interrupted by Morgan.
Captain Morgan, you aboard the Flying Gull.
If you're looking for the Aztec necklet, you'll not find it in that desk, mademoiselle.
But I don't understand.
You believed I was with Hunter at Sir Thomas's plantation.
I don't understand. I thought...
Hunter is gone, but at the last moment, I changed my mind. Did Sir Thomas not take my word when I said that he'd have the necklet after I retired?
I do not know. Oh, why do you ask that?
Look here, my girl. You can't defend Sir Thomas. And I know full well this work tonight is his doing.
Oh, Captain Morgan. How can I tell you?
So Sir Thomas did put you up to it, eh? You always said he was not a man to be trusted.
And now he will learn I have failed. And life will be more unbearable for me than it was before.
No tears, lass. Tell me all about it. Maybe I can help you.
You remember that night when you came and showed him the necklet and promised him it would be his when you retired? It was after you left the house.
Yes, yes.
He came to me. Said he doubted if you meant to keep your word. Said he was determined to get the necklet. And that I was to get it for him.
I see.
He told me he would send me back to England, that he would cast me out penniless upon the world unless I did as he said.
The swine. Just wait till I see him again.
Oh, no, 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 please. You must listen to me. Don't tell him I have tried and failed. Don't you see? He will send me back straight away.
What am I to do? Give him the necklet?
Oh, I know you would not do that, but... You see, if he knows I have tried and failed and that you know about it, he will accuse me unjustly of being careless. And he will never forgive me.
But if he thinks I know nothing about it, he'll just let you go on trying.
Yes, but you see, now that you know, you can guard it more carefully. You could even take it away from the ship.
How do you know it's aboard the ship?
Well, it is so valuable, you would not have it far from where you could frequently see to its safety.
You're right, lass. But it's in such a secret hiding place, no one could ever find it. But I'm worried about you.
You need not worry about me. I will be all right as long as you swear a holy oath you will not tell Sir Thomas. I've tried and you discovered me. I can go on telling him all the time I am searching for it and cannot find it. I can go back and tell him that I searched your cabin from top to bottom without a sign of the necklet, and he may be satisfied with that.
I don't like to do that. I am a man of action, mademoiselle.
Oh, please, we are friends. Call me Antoinette.
And I'd like to tell him he cannot put a thing over on me like that.
Oh, for my peace of mind, you must do as I ask.
I promise. But I'll never trust Sir Thomas Mudford again. Never.
Oh, thank you, Captain Morgan. Thank you.
You no doubt brought a carriage, mademoiselle?
Yes, it is waiting for me on the other side of the dock.
Then I shall escort you to it. And rest assured, I will not tell Sir Thomas. Is this your carriage, mademoiselle?
Yes, thank you, Captain Morgan.
Don't worry about tonight's occurrence. I shall see to it that it doesn't reach the ears of Sir Thomas Mudford.
Oh, thank you. I trust, Captain Morgan, you will be dining with us again very soon.
A pleasure, ma'am. Drive on, coachman.
It is fortunate it is so dark, as Captain Morgan might have wondered just what I was doing waiting in your carriage.
Yes, you hear. I wondered if you were going to make a most inopportune entrance into the cabin.
No. I happened to see Captain Morgan enter the cabin. I thought it best to let you get out of matters as best you could without my coming back and complicating matters.
You showed great wisdom. I made Captain Morgan believe that Sir Thomas forced me to go and search for the necklace. But do not worry. I made him promise that he would not mention the matter.
I rail against this foolishness.
And now what are you going to do? Do you have the ATM?
Never. That necklace is mine, and I'm going to have it back. I established one thing tonight, Fiat. That is the fact that the necklace is hidden somewhere in Captain Morgan's cabin. Next time, I will be successful.
It encourages me. I fear perhaps the greater reward you had promised me might have been getting further away, perhaps even disappearing altogether.
You shall have the reward, Diak. After you helped me get the necklace.
I waited in the carriage for another reason, Dolores Pizarro. I have been thinking.
Yes?
You are a very influential person. Back in Cuba, you could see that I returned and no questions would be asked.
I have offered you payment to help me get the necklace. I'm paying you well to keep your silence. How much more do you want?
I just feel I would like to return to Cuba in safety. You will arrange that, or else my conscience will force me to let the officials of Jamaica know who you really are.
Is there no end to your blackmail?
When we first made our bargain, I intended that the money you give me should pay for the charges of a bondwoman.
I understand.
But upon recollection, I found if I buy her and still live in Port Royal, I cannot be sure of keeping it. But if I should take her by force and return with you to Cuba, I would have the woman and the money. You understand?
I understand. All right, Fiat. I will see that you are allowed to return to Cuba and no questions are asked. If you get for me the necklace. You understand?
I understand.
Not be long now, Hunter, before we reach the outskirts of Port Royal.
No, Sir Thomas.
You've been very quiet on the way back. I thought you'd be full of questions concerning the plantation.
I'm sorry, Sir Thomas, but I must be frank about things.
Oh, what's wrong?
Life in Jamaica nauseates me. That this island so beautiful, so green, should contain such baseness.
What do you mean, young man?
Readily, with eager hands, this island gives up wealth. And how do you receive it? Through the heartache, the misery of slave labor, black and white.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. Without slave labor, ruination will come to Jamaica. And as for the convicts we use, well, I admit they're humans, but they've lost all right to be considered as human beings.
Some might have, but others. For what trivial offenses have they been sent out here? And perhaps, who knows, some of them are innocent of the very crimes for which they have been convicted.
Oh, well, don't let's argue about it, man. Apart from the slaves, I trust you had a very enjoyable couple of days.
Oh, I have, Sir Thomas. Thank you very much. But I can't help thinking of their plight.
Well, come back and have dinner. Over a table, you'll soon forget it.
I am so glad that Uncle Thomas was called away by his secretary to sign those papers. I wanted to see you alone. It is so very urgent.
What's the matter, Antoinette?
I cannot tell you how my heart leaped when I saw you coming back with Uncle Thomas before going to the ship.
You have been distressed all night. I could tell from your manner at dinner. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you might find it hard to believe what I have to tell you. And I am taking you right into my confidence because you are my friend.
What is it, Antoinette?
You must promise me you will never let anyone know what I have told you. Please, you are my friend.
I promise. Is there something I can do to help you?
You believe Sir Thomas Mortford is good to me, but he isn't. He is trying to make me do a very wicked thing. Oh, I must tell somebody else I will burst.
What is it?
He is trying to make me steal a famous necklace which Captain Morgan has.
The Aztec necklace? I know of it.
He has seen it and is determined to get it for himself. It was Sir Thomas' suggestion that I should arrange for you and Captain Morgan to go away to the plantation. And while you were away, I was to go to the ship and get the necklace.
But Morgan didn't go with us.
Don't I know? Captain Morgan caught me aboard the ship. He heard my story. Oh, Jeffrey, I am so unhappy, so miserable.
Oh, Antoinette, how terrible for you.
I do not know whether Captain Morgan believed my story. Oh, give me some comfort, please, Jeffrey.
There, don't upset yourself too much, Antoinette.
I'm sure Captain Morgan believed your story. I have complete faith in you.
Oh, Jeffrey, it makes me feel so much better to hear you talk like that. I feel so alone with no one to share my confidence and having no one to share their confidence in me. Oh, if only, Jeffrey, I could make you believe how much you really mean to me. Please, give me a chance to show you.
I wanted to kiss you for a long time, Antoinette. Ever since I first saw you aboard the Flying Girl. Oh, I should not have come here. I should not have let you talk to me the way you did. If you knew me for what I really am, you would spurn me, turn from me.
Then you are in love with me. I knew it, Jeffrey, I knew it.
I don't know whether I'm in love with you or whether it's because you remind me so much of all the life I've lost.
Oh, no, it is love. It must be love.
Mayhap, it's just as well I'm going away soon.
Oh, then Captain Morgan is going away very soon on another expedition?
Yes, at any time, I think.
Oh, it will be dangerous, Jeffrey. You might get killed if it is a raid he is going on.
I will look after myself. But while I'm gone, Antoinette, you must try to forget me. I won't see you again when I come back.
But this raid, Jeffrey. Oh, I'm so worried. Tell me about it. Tell me everything you know so I will know into what danger you are going. Oh, please, tell me.
Believing himself in love with this woman, will Jeffrey Hunter tell her of Henry Morgan's plans? Listen to the next episode of Afloat with Henry Morgan.